This is done in 2004. They assess 700 paraplegic patients. What are their priorities? After injury, you know, they had the accident. After 6 months, they come back to their normal life. And then they ask this patient, so what is your priority? Recover sexual function was first priority point by this patient. Second priority is to walk again.
Welcome to the Swisspreneur Show, a podcast about startup stories and learnings from experienced entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Sylvan.
Rodrigo, a very well welcome to the Swisspreneur Show. It's a pleasure to have you as a guest today.
Thank you, Sylvan. It's my pleasure.
You are the co-founder and CEO at Confia, an EPFL spin-off medtech tackling erectile dysfunction. I'm going to jump right in. What motivated you to start your own company?
Well, I come from a research background, so it's an area that I did my PhD. I was doing research on erectile dysfunction, vascular biology, erectile dysfunction for a long time. And what motivates was the problem itself, the clinical problem, because we're trying in the academic trying to find solutions to treat patients. There is still a lot of complications there. So I think the first thing was I come from the pharmacology side. So first in my background, I was looking for, new drugs because Viagra is, Cialis are good drugs. They worked very well, but they are not sufficient. 30% of the population don't respond to this population, to these drugs. And what they have to use today are problematic. So we're looking for a pharmacological solution for this. We didn't find, and when I came here to EPFL, we started with the idea of doing devices. And then we came up with Carvestine, which is a great device to, we believe, for solving this problem. So the core of your answer to your question was the problem. So looking for a solution to the problem.
There was no good solution out there. At the same time, I also wonder, why are you working on this right now? Why is the timing ideal for you to tackle this problem right now?
Yeah, there are two good things, two important things. First is the clinical need, as I mentioned before. So today, the patients, they have, you have the oral drugs, they work very well. 30% of them don't react, especially prostatectomy patients, paraplegic patients, diabetic patients. So, and what they use today, if they don't respond to oral drugs, they have to use injections, which is terrible. So it's a lot of pain. 50% of this population, they drop out all because of the side effects. And when they stop working, they have a solution with a penile prosthesis, which is destructive. It's a terrible solution. So one arm was the need, clinical need. There's a big market there in patients with clinical need that we need to solve. The other thing now is a moment for neuromodulation, neurostimulation. What is this field? So now, our body is controlled by electricity, right? So when you activate nerves, so you can come with a response. So and the neuromodulation emerged in the last decades, in which you place electrodes on top of nerves, you stimulate or you inhibit nerves and you elicit a function. So you have deep brain stimulation for treating Parkinson, cochlear implants that now patients start hearing again. 8 years ago, we started with pacemakers and then many other folks. So it's a good moment also for neurostimulation to come out and solve many problems. So we tackle these two arms with our technology.
Fantastic. And you also need a team to make that happen, of course. So what experience does your team bring to the table to make your company, your product in the end, a success?
Yes, that's a good question. We have a very lean team, but excellent team. I think we managed to group good people to put together. First is my co-founder, Nico Stagiopoulos. He has a big experience in medtech, so he had successful companies in the past. He has a lot of background from the bench side to the product development. My other co-founder, Mike Sterning, so he has a PhD on erectile dysfunction and neuromodulator. He did with us in the beginning of the project, building up confidence, so he did his PhD. And then we recruit important people from the corporate side, venture side, to help us in the management. We keep it lean, but also we partner with key people in the world to help us to build up this technology. So we have a manufacturer in the U.S., which is the leader manufacturing in neuromodulation. They produce the device for us. We have high experts in regulatory parts in Europe, US, Brazil, Australia. So now we start the trials in Australia. And I like to say one of the biggest assets in coffee, we managed to touch the best urologists, best scientists, clinicians to do the trials for us. So we have, let's say, a gold team, gold clinical team to running the trials. That's a big asset and very important. So we're lucky to have these people together.
Sounds like a dream team.
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit more about these trials? You know, how did the trials, how does your product, your solution exactly work? And what results were you able to achieve compared to other solutions out there?
Yeah. So our solution is in neuromodulation, comparing it to what is there. So today, when the patient's stopping using oral drugs, you know, Viagra, Cialis, what they have to use is injections. Imagine. Every single time the patient wants to have sexual intercourse, he needs to inject with a needle into his penis, vasodilator, to be able to have erection and have sexual intercourse. Terrible solution. And if it stopped, they have the implant that's inserted into the penis, which is problematic. What we do, it's an implant. It can be implanted with a minimally invasive surgery, with laparoscopic surgery or robotic surgery. So you place electrodes in the pelvic floor, and then you have like a pacemaker device that you can activate by remote control. So instead of giving injections, so we're substituting a needle or a terrible prosthesis by a remote control that the patient can use. And he doesn't see the device, so the device is implanted. He's going to have a car key for his therapy. Erectile dysfunction is a diverse disease. So it's not a unique disease because you have patients like paraplegic patients. You have prostatectomy patients. When you remove the prostate, you damage the nerves and then it causes erectile dysfunction. They have all the etiologies like diabetes, smoking, hypertension. So it's a diverse group. So what we're targeting now is to do segment by segment. So we start now two clinical trials, one in Australia in prostatectomy patients. So it's one important group. These patients, they have erectile dysfunction because they are treating the cancer. The gold standard treatment, you remove the prostate, you're free of the cancer, but then you damage the nerve. So erectile dysfunction is a major side effect. We have this trial in Brazil. We're doing a clinical trial for spinal cord injury patients. And these patients, they have also mechanical lesion of the nerves, but of course in a different region. And many of them, they don't respond to oral drugs. So it's not there. And then later on, we're going to also target the other patients, you know, diabetic, smoking, hypertensive patients as well. So that's, we go, you know, one by one and show you our technology can benefit these patients.
I imagine for the patients, that must be life-changing to use your solution.
Yes, it is, because, you know, sexuality is something, it's not only life quality, right? It's part of life. It's very important for patients. And there are many thousands of reports, scientific reports, showing how important it is. So it's associated with depression, even productivity, even if you go to economics, it affects. And there is a study that I like to highlight to demonstrate how important it is. There is a study done in 2004. They assessed 700 paraplegic patients. What are their priorities? After injury, you know, they had the accident. After 6 months, they come back to their normal life. And then they ask this patient, so what is your priority? Recover sexual function was first priority point by this patient. Second priority is to walk again. Just to highlight how important it is to recover sexual function for these individuals. And the same, you know, you see the same in prostatectomy patient. You know, they go for surgery, then they remove the product, treat the cancer, and then you have all these side effects, you know, for erectile dysfunction is a major complication, you know, the patients want to solve. So that's, I hope we can help them with our solution, which is, it's better what they use it today. Again, as a, you know, injection and prosthesis are quite a problematic solution. I think we want to, you know, bring something much better for them, much more comfortable, much reliable for these patients.
Absolutely. And you mentioned you're doing the trials, the clinical trials at the moment. Where do you stand in terms of developing your solution? Is it already ready for the market, or when do you assume it will be ready for the market?
We're assuming in about 2 years, 2 years and a half, it's going to be ready for the market. So we're doing a pilot clinical trial. So we're in the middle, we're starting. So we start a few cases. So we did two cases in Australia. The first case is going to happen in Brazil end of this month. So we're going to do a few cases there. First implantation. The first implantation are going very well. So, and now we're in this phase of proving the concept. So the in the next months we have the first results, have the pilot study, and then we do what's called pivotal clinical trials, a large trial for market approval. And then after that, we go to to have market approval and launch the product in the market.
How do you actually plan to market and to sell your solution? Do you do a B2B or a B2C approach?
Yes. So we're doing a classical med tech. So this is going to be sold, you know, through clinics and through the health system, as in every country is has their own regulations. So, and what is important here, we target specific population, right? So paraplegic patients, so they have specific clinics. You know, prostatectomy is where the patients, they go for prostatectomy. And also urology centers for generic patients or diabetic, hypertensive, where those patients, they go to look for solutions to treat erectile dysfunction. That's our target.
Makes a lot of sense. And what was the toughest challenge that you had to overcome with your company so far? Because I imagine it's very complex. There are many parties, even potential regulations involved. So what was the toughest challenge that you had to overcome so far?
Yeah, you point out the regulation is one of the toughest because we have an active medical implant. So because when you implant in the first patient, all the dossier, you need to bring safety, right? So you cannot risk the first patient. And the amount of tests and regulatory burden behind this is it's huge. And you have to address them because you cannot risk a patient, the patient's health. So we developed the device and then we spent about 2 years to validate, you know, all the regulatory, all necessary validations and safety tests. But this is done. We have to say this is done, and the first patients were implanted, and we're glad to say no side effect. You know, so far everything went very well. You know, patients are implanted. Next day they are at home, and you know, it's working very well so far. So we this is a milestone that we accomplished. Of course, there are more coming up, and we, you know, address one by one as they come up.
Absolutely, you already mentioned some sort of competition or other solutions out there that don't work as good as yours. But could you give us still a quick rundown of the competitive landscape on the market side and what makes you different?
Yeah, well, the clear competitions I see are injections and penile prostheses, because we're not creating a new market. The market is there, so patients, they are in need. And what is different for us, it's a much more comfortable, better solution. I think it's straightforward to understand. Instead of using needles, you know, inject direct into the penis, it's uncomfortable. There's pain, side effects. So instead of this, you have a remote control with a fast and quick response. So it's more spontaneous, not only for you, for the partner as well. So there is a lot of improvements, let's say, for these patients. So far, there's nothing, nobody else doing similar solutions. So we're unique. We have a patent portfolio protecting our technology. So we're quite bringing a unique solution, you know, for a big existing market and for patients in need. So I think, I hope soon we're going to come with and bring something that is going to satisfy those patients.
That sounds like the perfect investor pitch. You have a patent or even more patents. It's a big market and you bring a better solution and you are currently fundraising. So can you talk a bit more about how much money that you're looking for and what the funds will be used for?
Yeah, sure. We're executing pilot clinical trials. So, you know, as you mentioned, you build up in milestone and milestone. Our next milestone is the pilot clinical trials. So for the pilot clinical trials, we're doing a bridge finance. So we are raising now 500K more. So our existing investors are coming and new other investors are joining as well. So this is that. This convertible loan is open and investors can join it right now. So this is a major milestone. And by the way, it's quite attractive for investors because we're in a moment, you know, the pilot clinical trial brings a big inflection in our valuation. So you come right now. So it's a good window for investment because you come, we are doing the pilot trial. Once we finish the pilot trial, our valuation comes in a better scenario. After pilot trial, then we're going to do a Series A round. With the Series A round, it's a bigger round that we want to do the pivotal clinical trial. We're going to raise about 20 million for this round. It's an expensive pilot study. That's why we need this amount of cash. Then we run this trial and then we go for market approval. That's our milestones, fundraising milestones.
Fantastic. Very exciting time. And we're very glad that you also chose the Swisspreneur Syndicate to allocate a ticket to, So to everyone out there who's interested in learning more about your case, studying the pitch deck, etc., they can get access to that through the Swisspreneur Syndicate to make their own decision whether they would like to become an investor or not. And of course, full disclaimer, this is no investment advice, just some information purposes to access the documents. So, Rodrigo, also to wrap up the conversation today, I have three rapid-fire questions for you. I'm just going to start right away with the first one. What was your summer job as a teenager?
Good. I used to work as a teenager, between 13 to 15 years. I used to rent TVs in a hospital. So that's what we were helping my father. This was my summer job, renting TVs in hospitals.
I see the hospital connection was already there early on. I see. What are you most proud of in your life?
Well, no doubt, my kids and my wife. I have a beautiful family. Yeah.
Wonderful. And the last question for you today, what is a surprising fact that people don't know about you?
Today, what they don't know, I'm a guitar player. So let's say I spend a big part of my life playing guitar, let's say, in events. And from 15 to 25 was an intense moment of my life.
Amazing. That's a nice surprise. I wouldn't have guessed that. So cool. Rodrigo, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you all the best with your company, with the upcoming fundraising. And we're really excited to be part of your journey, hopefully. And all the best and lots of success for the future.
Sylvain, thank you very much. I appreciate the support of Swisspreneur. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, you can support us by rating our show on Apple Podcasts. This way, we can reach an ever-growing number of aspiring entrepreneurs.